What is it that makes a lion the king of the jungle? It's not his speed. The cheetah is the fastest. It's not his size. The elephant is the biggest. It's his mentality. The mentality of a lion is what dominates every single other animal out there. And the lion's not born with lion strength. It has to earn it. It has a killer mindset from birth. That tells it you either kill or be killed. So it is the process of hunting. It is the chase. It is the drive that makes a lion become a beast. So whether he catches that animal or not, every time he goes on a hunt, he is developing. He's becoming stronger. It's not about winning or losing. It's about the whole process.
And you get so caught up in the outcomes of everything you do that you forget what it's all about. It is practicing. It is eating right. It is training. It is putting in more reps than everyone else. It is grinding longer and getting up earlier than your competitors. Win or lose, you give every single day everything you have. You leave nothing on the table.
It is that process that shapes you and forms you into a beast.
And why so many of you lose is because you think grinding is what you do when the lights are on and it's game time. You think it's what you do when the sun comes up and everyone's eyes are on you. That's not the real grind. The real grind is what you do when nobody's watching, when nobody sees you, when you're running those extra miles, when you're doing those extra reps, when you're pushing yourself to do more than anybody expects of you. It is that level of effort that forms your greatness.
When you can force yourself to do shit that sucks every day of your life, you build mental toughness. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you get your ass up. When you have a deadline for a project to be done, you make sure you get it fucking done. When you know you gotta study, you start fucking studying. That's how you callous your mind. It's gonna be painful, it's gonna be hard, but at the end of all your suffering is the life you want. Embrace the suffering.
No one's coming to fucking help you. It's you against you, period. The water's too cold, the sun's too hot, I'm getting up too early. Why am I doing this to myself? That's what the normal mind says. You gotta start training your mind to think about how the fuck you can get through this. Not giving yourself a way out. Creating a wall around all the fucking ways out in your mind. So then your mind knows this motherfucker is not gonna give himself a way out of here.
Your new norm becomes getting up every damn morning at 4, 5, 6 o'clock, and you suffer. You allow that to become your new fucking lifestyle. Most people try to get away from that. They want the comfort, but you gotta separate yourself from the pack. You have to tell your brain, this is your new life. This is who you are. Your new norm is you wake up and you suffer.
When you do this consistently and it becomes your mentality, the shit that used to be hard becomes easy.
You must retrain your mind to think differently when you're in hell.
When something sucks, good. It's gonna make me tougher. It's gonna strengthen my mind. And it's gonna lead to rare achievements. So bring it.
When you get to that point, that's when your mind changes. That's when your focus changes. Your dedication changes.
Use the time you have right now to strengthen your brain. Push yourself to do hard shit. Come out the other side of that challenge as a beast. You gotta start thinking to yourself, I'm the grittiest motherfucker in the world, and I don't need shit to get this done. All I need is the ability to grind my ass off.
Greatness is not something that you have to meet once. It's something that you gotta meet thousands of fucking times in your life. But you don't reach it if you're not continuously in constant pursuit of greatness.
Kobe Bryant never sat there and bragged about how many championships he won. No. He was always up at 3 o'clock in the morning, practicing every day. Why do you think he was so great? It's not just genetics or talent. It's his ability to force himself to execute, no matter what's going on.
So right now, this is the time to work. You better take the short time you have now and be the best that you can be.
No more waiting. No more procrastinating. No more excuses. We're gonna work. Because when you put in the work, you always get the same consequences. You get paid. You get rewarded.
If you want to be great, if you want to get the recognition, if you want to get f***ing paid, if you want all of the things that you dream about, there is only one way to guarantee that you will have those things. Only one. And that is becoming so f***ing good at what you do, no matter what it is you do, that it is undeniable that other people recognize how great you are. Becoming undeniable is not something that sticks with you in a certain role. It's a character trait that you can develop. That means any place that you are put, you will put in the work, you will learn the skills, you will improve your arsenal to to become the undeniable best in that role. And if you have that attitude to where it doesn't matter if you're cooking French fries or you're making $10 billion business deals, you are going to be the absolute best that you can fucking be. And there's nothing that can stop you. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what race you are, what gender you are. It doesn't matter who your fucking parents are. Dude, we can make every excuse in the book. But I promise you, for every excuse you can make, there are literally thousands of people who had it harder than you that have done what the fuck you want to do. There is nothing that can fucking stop you when you become so skilled that every single person around you sees that and it recognizes that. And that is a habit. That is not a gift. That is something that you can create. It's a skill you can learn. So develop the skill of becoming undeniable if you really want to guarantee your success. Be fucking great. Put the time in to learn the skills. Put the skills into practice and make a commitment to becoming so good that all your peers say, that's the motherfucker that's the best. And if you can do that, you cannot be stopped.
So I need you not only to want to be a beast, I need you to get in beast mode and stay in beast mode. I need you to put on beast mode. I need you to live in beast mode. Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole other level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on.
When you want to become a diamond, your whole attitude change, your whole mindset, your thinking, your relationship, the decisions that you make, how you spend your time, your energy, all of it changes. See, this is something that you can't be in this business. This business has to be in you.
Continue to work, continue that core, believing in the worthy cause, the end state of it all, knowing that the pressures and the problems coming overwhelming, those are the situations that are going to formulate and mold you into the person you want to be. Accept this as the reality. Sacrifice this day for the investment in the future of greatness.
So I'm telling you, in life, you start running from a class, you start running from a subject that you don't like, it will haunt you for the rest of your natural life. It ain't going nowhere. You gotta take that thing out, like, you gotta take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You gotta go get it. I want you to go in confidence that you've never had before. And every giant in your life, slay them. You go back and slay them. Don't kill them, slay them. I'm tired of people talking about, I want to be successful. I'm tired of people saying, I want to be great. Look, everybody wants to be a beast. And so it's time to do what real beasts do. And let me tell you something. That means getting up early and going to bed late. That means you don't go to sleep when you're tired. You go when you're done. So remember, success is never on discount. And greatness ain't never on sale. You got to get this beast mode. Everything about you has to say, I ain't playing. If it's to have, I'm gonna get it. Beast mode.